Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Remedy Podcast. Today we're going to talk about a word you probably heard of, but know not that much about. LLMs. Large Language Models. It seems to be a bit of a buzzword in healthcare today, and many physicians are projecting themselves as LLM experts. Whether they're truly experts or not remains to be seen. But the key thing is LLMs are here to stay in healthcare. If you don't believe me, just do a Google search. There's a plethora of LLMs in healthcare actively working on specific things that are related to the overall healthcare workflow. This can include clinical data. It can include the price you pay for certain clinical services. What is an LLM? An LLM is a large language modeling that takes data, whether that's literary word sets like a book or numerical sets like pricing data, and it organizes it in a way that makes it actionable for a specific task. So, for example, let's say we have an LLM for pricing data on MRIs. So, you and I need to go get an MRI. Where do we go? How much do we pay? Well, an LLM can help determine the average price of an MRI scan in different areas, whether that's in a hospital, an imaging center, or a third-party facility, whether it's accredited, whether it's not accredited, whether it's up to par, whether it's licensed. All that information can be organized into an LLM and then passed on to you to help you make the decision which LLM you should go to. Sounds pretty nice. And for the most part, that's the general reception. Hey, this is nice. You can tell me how much I should pay for a drug? Okay. Oh, you can tell me where I should go for the best urgent care? All right, I'll take it. But the thing you have to understand is that there are a lot of limitations in this model. And in many ways, it creates as many problems as it does solutions. For example, there's a term called hallucination. No, it's not talking about your college days. It's talking about the tendency of large language models to or guess an answer where there really isn't one. And let me give you a real-world example because I think this is really critical to understand. The world of insurance credentialing and insurance coverage is notoriously foggy. And by design, insurance companies don't want you to know how much it charged the patients and how much it gets charged by a healthcare system. By maintaining that black box, insurance companies can maintain the profit margins. But if there's an LLM that's designed to predict the profit margins of an insurance company, meaning how much insurance companies get charged and how much they charge patients in return. Well, many LLMs fabricate the answers because insurance companies deliberately hide the information. So an LLM not versed in data gaps will try to fill in that gap by making up data. That's called hallucination, and it's a rampant tendency in LLMs in healthcare. Quite a few problems in healthcare, but hallucinations tend to be the most well-known, probably because of the word itself, hallucination. It's an attractive word in the minds of people who want to use buzzwords to garner attention for certain things. But there's issues of replicability, meaning does the LLM produce the same answer when given the same question? You would think, well, why would a model come up with different answers? Well, think about it this way. If you're asked how you feel, and you say, sometimes I feel good, sometimes I feel bad, and then somebody's like, well, you just said you were good yesterday. How are you bad now? What's the difference? Oh, well, XYZ happened, and then my mood went from good to bad, so on and so forth. Those are all input, and we are complex creatures. So the response to questions, as basic as how you're feeling, can change based on the inputs that derive whether you feel good or you feel bad. LLMs are the same way. They're constantly inundated with different data sets, different amount of information, qualitative and quantitative, that lead to different responses. Hence, LLMs, much like us, will produce varying answers when given varying inputs and varying emphasis on the different inputs. That is the key factor that we have to look out for with LLMs. They're inconsistent. They can hallucinate. They can confabulate and they can make many mistakes. So for you looking out for LLMs, there's a couple of things that may be particularly counterintuitive that you should really look out for. One, go for simple LLM models. Nowadays, there's a tendency to create the latest and greatest ChatGPT, whatever, right? ChatGPT 5, ChatGPT 6 coming out soon. But the reality of the situation is that the marginal benefits in some of these more advanced models are really not that great. The big leap, right? The initial ChatGPT, the initial Claude, those were magnanimous leaps. The improvements subsequent are incremental at best. And that's because the marginal improvement model over model, LLM over LLM iteration, has not proven to be as effective as the initial versions themselves. So in healthcare, when we're trying to create models that say predict the most accurate diagnosis for XYZ symptoms, get the most answers correct on the United States medical licensing exam, all of these factors come into play and we try to find the best, the most accurate, the most consistent. But the reality is what you need is the most simple. The reason being, in healthcare, we want consistency and we want predictability. When we have a certain number of symptoms, we would rather work up for the most common diagnosis. We don't want a model that says, actually, there's a 1% probability that it could be a rare disease X, Y, and Z. Let's go after that, just to say that we got it. Well, sometimes a horse is just a horse. You don't need to go chasing zebras. And I think people in healthcare really need to understand that large language modeling is not an exercise in complexity. It's an exercise that focuses on patient behavior. Because at the end of the day, patients are the ones that are going to dictate the winners and losers in the game of LLMs. And what I mean by that is the best language learning models are the ones that take the most patient input. And that may sound counterintuitive. Why would you want to talk to a patient when you're trying to create a predictive model? Well, why would you not want to talk to patients? For example, if you're coming up with a model that predicts a clinical diagnosis with a certain level of accuracy, let's say you want to be 99.9 because 99 is not good enough. What better resource than to get input from a patient to then find out what is that incremental knowledge gap that I can overcome? And that's the key factor that many physicians, healthcare providers in general, and indeed patients who are interested in learning about trends in healthcare must understand. Patient input at a systemic level is critical when looking at the new iterations of LLMs. It doesn't mean creating a model that's more complicated. It means creating a model that's more integrated, a model that incorporates patient feedback at a systemic level. Those of you well-versed in the technical jargon of LLMs will understand that term. It's called pre-training. When you pre-train a model to take into account certain inputs from end users or those impacted by the output of LLMs, you're effectively training the model to better understand more relevant context. And in healthcare, the main context, the reason why we're doing all of this in the first place, is for the patients. So for those of you interested in LLMs, interested in learning more about them, study everything. Read all the papers, read the academic journals, read up which startup company XYZ has a valuation with way too many zeros in it, and do your due diligence. But at the end of the day, recognize that the best models are simple, consistent, and focused around patients. Because the models that'll win in the end, the models that'll become truly part of standard of care, are the ones that best integrate the patients.